Hey, welcome back to This Expat Life. I'm so excited today because today is the day that doors to the Copilot are open again. The Copilot is my group program in which I help expats to experience more fulfillment, confidence, ease, and direction in their expat life in just 8 weeks. A couple of weeks ago, I completed the last round with 9 expats in it, and we're about to start the next round on the 19th of February. And I thought, why not share a little bit more about the program, the practical details, and who it's for? So that's what I'm going to do here in this episode. And maybe to start with the latter, who is the Copilot for? Well, this program is really for the high-achieving expat who got their life pretty much sorted out. Or perhaps it's even more than that. You have everything you ever wanted on paper. On the outside, your life looks really good. You got a good job, you got friends all around the world, you live in an exciting city, your life looks pretty glamorous from the outside. But on the inside, it doesn't feel that way. So even though on paper you got everything you need, it just doesn't feel that way on the inside. And you find yourself overthinking way more often than you'd like. You are constantly worrying about the future. Perhaps you need to make a decision about where you'll move to in a year, but that really depends on your job or the job of your spouse. And without that missing puzzle piece, you just keep going over in loops in your head, thinking about the future and mapping out all possible scenarios. Or perhaps you don't need to make a decision, but you are living somewhere and you're enjoying it and you're there already for a couple of years, and all of a sudden you're realizing, oh, is this now my forever home? But what about my family back home, and shouldn't I take care of my parents? I feel so guilty. And if this is not your forever home, does it mean that you'll move to another country again? And what about your job and career, etc., etc.? You spend a lot of time in your head thinking about everything. And thinking so much and spending so much time in your head leaves you far from the peace of mind that you were hoping to feel in your expat life that looks so good on paper. I see this tendency to overthink so often with the expats that I coach, and I used to be like that myself as well. And another thing that I often see with high-achieving expats is that they are very busy and they're not always fully present. I just published a survey and 39 expats responded and shared about their struggles and the impact that struggle has on their life. And many of them said, I want to have more quality time with my family. I want to make more time for my hobbies, for my personal life, for the things that I find important in the long term. I want to be able to relax and just enjoy where I am. But they were just so busy and their lives were so full. And why they are so busy is because they're always trying to anticipate problems in the future. And so they feel they need to finish their to-do list first before they can really enjoy themselves. Or they have a hard time saying no to their manager, to their kids, to the expectations they have on themselves. And if you can't say no, you know, your life just fills up with things. And often when you are so busy with so many different things, or you're trying to be everywhere, you're simply not as connected, not to yourself and not to other people, as you would like. And that also gives you this feeling of, this is not the expat life I wished for myself. And the Copilot is also for the expats who are simply frustrated, the expats who put a lot of pressure on themselves because they feel they're not living up to their own expectations. They get a little angry with themselves because their expat life isn't what they thought it would be, and they blame themselves. So the Copilot is really for this group that is experiencing different things, but the common denominator here is that you don't feel as you hoped you would feel in your expat life. You either feel stuck, disconnected, or unsure. But you do want to experience more confidence in your decisions. You want to feel lighter overall. You want to be able to enjoy where you are. And you want to have a sense of direction, more flow in your life, so that you don't have to go down on a guilt trip every time that you talk to your mom on the phone and she's asking when you're coming home. Or that when you go back to your home country, that you can really stay close to yourself and not lose yourself in, oh my God, maybe I should move back here because all my friends have moved on and I'm living this Peter Pan kind of life and I have nothing to show for it. And why am I even living abroad? I love my home country so much. I know this inner dialogue. I had it many times when I lived abroad. And it's sort of natural to happen, but it doesn't help if you want to feel more solid in your expat life, if you want to experience that peace of mind. If you always have this voice that is telling you to feel guilty or is questioning your past decisions and is constantly worrying about your future decisions. The co-pilot is for the expat who doesn't want to have those typical expat situations messing with their mind. But the co-pilot is really for the person who is open-minded, ready to explore themselves, and is willing to put in some work. Because I realized this week again that how those typical expat questions and situations impact you is really so personal. I was talking to an expat on a discovery call, and she was constantly in her head about her and her family's decision to move again, just overthinking it and feeling a little bit uncertain about it. And she asked me if I met people who were further down the expat journey, who were perhaps a bit older or who had done it more often, if they still had these doubts and questions coming up for them. And I said, yes, I coach people in their early 60s who are incredibly successful in their career, and they still experience certain struggles for their next decision. So there is this looming or upcoming move, but it does trigger different things for each of them. So for one person, it will trigger certain emotions and thoughts around financial security. For another person, the move could trigger a lot of overwhelm because they're not used to asking for support, and so they take all the load on their shoulders. And for the third person, it might trigger something different altogether. It might trigger, like, who am I to want something like this again? Shouldn't I be satisfied with what I already have? So you see how one pretty neutral trigger, an upcoming move, can cause so many different reactions and doubts and questions. So this is also why I'm a life coach for expats and not an expat coach. I don't help you with the, in my eyes, more superficial level of expat stuff. I really help you assess yourself better. Because if we all respond differently to certain expat situations or expat triggers or expat doubts, I can help you with that expat part, but it doesn't mean it's going to be any better for you. If you want to feel better in your expat life, you need to understand yourself better at a deeper level so that you can make changes from there and take aligned action. That is what will lead to clarity, confidence, ease, and direction in your expat life. You basically want to build a rock solid inner GPS that can help you understand what is the correct way for you to move forward, whether it's with big decisions about a move or just responding in the moment to something that is making you not feel good. And the co-pilot is really for those who are ready for that kind of work. This is not a quick fix. I'm not going to give you those superficial expat life tips that I was just talking about. But what I will give you in the co-pilot is powerful self-coaching tools that I still use myself to this day. Tools that have really enabled me to get where I am today. Tools that have helped me and the over 150 expats that I coached to build that rock-solid inner GPS. And when that GPS is in place, that's when you can experience those feelings of calmness, peace of mind, and trust that you're after, even when your life is in flux or when you don't know where you will be next year. And that you feel confident both in your decisions and in taking action. And that GPS is also going to help you to be more present because you won't respond to life with your automatic response. And life could be your micromanaging boss or your manager to whom you can't say no, or your spouse or the weather or just to yourself. We all have our autopilot mode with which we respond to things in life. When you can move away from your autopilot, that's also when you can start to feel differently, experience things differently, see a different perspective, but also take different kind of action. And all those things combined lead to feeling better in your life, whether that's with external changes or not. And you'll see that you have way more agency over your life, even when you can't control the external circumstances. So in the co-pilot, I will take you through different tools and approaches that help you do all those things. See a different perspective, learn to think different thoughts, access different kind of emotion for better decision-making and also taking aligned action. And I structure these tools and approaches using typical expat questions like, Is it the country or is it me? How can I experience less guilt? How can I ask for more support? I feel like I want to move home, but how can I trust if this feeling is real? But what I love is that these tools can also be used for non-expat questions, because after all, you're more than just an expat. If you are that expat that experiences a guilt trip every time you talk to your mom, perhaps you also have some people-pleasing tendencies, or you find it hard to protect your own boundaries. Again, it's not just about the expat trigger, it's how you respond to it. Personally, I don't have these guilt trips at all when I live abroad. When someone is trying to make me feel guilty, I actually respond way differently. I get really angry about it. I don't experience a lot of guilt. So you see how there's one trigger, but different responses to it. And these tools help you to understand what is your autopilot response and how you can slowly but steadily step away from it so that you can really choose whatever action is aligned for you. These tools are really here for you, and you choose how you use them. You can really use them for any area of your life. So, how does that all look practically? Well, we will start on the 19th of February with our first call, and that will be our boarding call. And that is a call of about an hour to get to know each other, for me to explain some practical things, and to already get started with the material. And then in the week after, we will have our core content sessions. So these will be 6 weekly sessions in a row. And in those calls, I will go through the tools with you. And the calls are an hour and a half long, and sometimes the call will be entirely dedicated to a tool, and sometimes I will ask you to already do something as homework, either before or afterwards, and we use half of the call for the tool and half of the call for sharing, Q&A, and hot seat coaching. These core content sessions are until the 2nd of April. Then we have a break, and then on the 30th of April, we will have one final call, and that is a completely open call for you to ask any question and get hot seat coaching. And I've led dozens of group sessions now, and I've always seen that everyone really appreciates the sharing and the Q&As and hot seat coaching, because there you can really come with your specific situation and get support and answers and guidance from me and from the rest of the group. So in the last session of the last round of the co-pilot, someone asked, hey, you know, I had 2 amazing friends here, but they both moved away. And now I just feel so lonely again. And I don't have the energy to start over again. So what do I do? And this is really nice, because this is a typical expat situation. I've heard it from so many people before. And so you get practical support around it, but also this more in-depth approach, like, hey, okay, what does come up for you in this situation? And how can you support yourself to still find that energy to find new friends? And what kind of friends are you looking for? What is important for you? So it's a beautiful blend of these powerful tools, of diving into what makes you you, but also this expat life layer that comes on top of it. And that's also really my specialty. I'm an accredited life coach. I completed 2 9-month trainings that went really deep. This is also where I got to learn some of these tools. And that is the foundation of my work. But on top of that, I also spent over 8 years abroad. So I really know what it's like to live abroad and to move again and to rely on yourself every time and to start over. So you also get that experience from me with any practical tips that I have. But the group is also there really to help you with that. Because yes, I didn't even mention this, I think, but the Co-Pilot is a group program. Now, I know that a lot of high-achieving expats want to figure things out on their own. They're used to it, or they just don't want to be a burden. I get that. I used to be like that. But I have to say, what I keep seeing is that they come inside my one-on-one coaching, for example, and every quarter I offer them a bonus group call, or they come into one of my group programs and they realize, oh, it was actually really nice to have shared this, because I didn't realize I wasn't the only one going through this situation or this struggle. And they really feel relieved, because all of a sudden it doesn't feel like a solo journey anymore. They're just so used to doing it on their own that they sometimes forget there are so many others going through the same thing as they are. And to share that and to talk about that brings this sense of relief. So, some more practical details around all of this. I already said we have this boarding call, 6 core content sessions, and then a final group call. They are on Wednesdays, always from 8 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. Central European time. Now, if you can't make some of the sessions, that's no problem at all, because the day after, you will always get a replay. You will also get a workbook with all the exercises and tools that I'm using and audios for some of them, so that you can really use the tools also beyond the program. Because I'm really in it for your long-term growth. I want to help you make lasting changes. As I said, I'm not here for a quick fix. So I want you to continue using whatever I help you with also after the Copilot. And then for the entirety of the Copilot, which is from the 19th of February until the 30th of April, you will also have access to a private WhatsApp community. This WhatsApp group is just for the Copilot group. You can ask your questions here about the tools. You can also ask your questions after you watch the replay, or if you already know you can't make it, if you have a question prior to it already. You can share how you've been using the tools. You can ask for support for other situations that you're struggling with, and you will get my support there from the rest of the group probably too. So that is a really nice addition to the Copilot. And I have a really nice bonus if you join this round of the Copilot, because you will also get access to my online course, Expat Life School. And Expat Life School has 7 modules on personal development and expat life. And this course is more focused on expat stuff. So there are videos on how to feel more at home and create a sense of belonging, how to say goodbye to a country, the phases of expat life, etc. But always coming from a point of personal development. And the price of Expat Life School normally is 299 euros, but you get free access to it for 3 months if you join the Copilot this round. And one thing that I would like to emphasize too, that you get as a sort of added benefit, is that, you know, as a high achieving expat, your life is full and you prioritize your career or other kind of things more on the outside. And I know for many, it's hard for you to make time and space available for inner growth. And what is nice about the Copilot is that these weekly calls kind of force you to do that. If you sign up for it, you also want to attend most of the calls, right? And so by showing up to these calls, you're already showing up for yourself. You're making space for yourself, for the things that maybe don't get so much time in your regular daily life. So in week 3, for example, we're going to tap into our emotions to see, hey, what is present for us? Because a lot of the high achievers spend a lot of time in their head and are not so good at feeling their emotions. And there's a lot of information stored there that we can use to our advantage for decision making or just for responding better in certain situations or for improving our relationships. So just by showing up for this call, you're already doing that for yourself. Having calls scheduled in your calendar is such a good way to stay committed to something or to your inner growth. I have coaches who continue working with me because they really enjoyed that when they started the coaching journey. This is my one-on-one coaching. And they realized that after the coaching stopped, busy daily life took over and they missed having that dedicated time for their inner growth and personal development. So this is also an advantage of the Copilot, I would say. And if you're thinking, Amanda, this all sounds great, and I know I need this at some point, and this has my interest, but just now is not the time. I'm really busy. I need some headspace first. Or there is this thing in my life that I need to sort out, but I first want to collect my thoughts. I just want to ask you, if not now, then when? That quiet time that you're craving when things are calmed down, let's be honest, it's probably never really coming, because as a high achiever, you will always keep yourself busy. And don't forget, there are compound effects. So if you can already start to work better with yourself, you will see exponential growth over time, saving you energy, headspace, money, time. And strengthening your inner GPS will give you the headspace that you crave. Because you no longer need to think about what's right, but you can feel what's right. So you save a lot of headspace and also a lot of time because you don't need to overthink everything. And having that GPS will also help you make decisions much faster because you're much clearer on what it is that you want and how you're sabotaging yourself. And quick decisions will help you save time too and a lot of energy wasted. So if you feel like the Copilot is your program and you would love to experience the tools and approaches that I use with my one-on-one coaches as well, without the big price tag, Then let's get you on board. How nice would it be that in 2 months, when you speak with your mom on the phone, you're not going down on a guilt trip? Or you can just really enjoy your time back home without questioning your past decision to move abroad. That's what the Copilot can do for you. And I would love to welcome you inside the cockpit. As I said, we're starting on the 19th of February with our boarding call, and the first official core content call will be a week later on the 26th. And there are limited seats available. So if you want to join, sign up today because doors are now open. Again, I would love to welcome you inside the Copilot.